why is it acceptable that 50% of workers state they have changed jobs to escape an autocratic manager? Hello, welcome to Race and Diversity Reimagine at Work. My name is Jim Woods, your host, and I am President and Diversity and Inclusion Consultant at Woods Kovalova Group. Why is it all right that 79% of respondents said new ideas are met with skepticism or hostility in a worldwide survey? For diversity and inclusion to work successfully, it implies that an organization understands what success is. Instead, most throw mud to the proverbial wall, hoping something might stick to appease the shareholders and keep the EEOC at bay. Is any wonder diversity programs fail at the same rate as traditional change programs? But the problem is such programs are mired so profoundly in bureaucracy that everyone shovels their manure onto another downhill. No one dare admit they are failing because no one will admit they are another layer in the organization that is not needed. What if everyone learned to be a leader? What if everyone learned to be responsible and accountable? What if no one dared say, this is my responsibility, HR can take care of it. I'm not a leader, I'm just a peon, I'm just an employee, or it's not my responsibility. What if everyone took personal responsibility for the welfare of the organization? And that means beyond their department. That means that it means the person you pass in the hallway, or the person working on the production line, person perhaps in a mailroom if they still have those. What if it meant that there wasn't a small task that you thought was beneath you, that everyone thought it was okay to pick up and empty the trash can, that we wanted to know why someone had chronic absenteeism, why someone was silent when they heard a bad joke, or why someone seemed to applaud the failure of another rather than give them hope, to let them know that this truly is a family and you are welcome here? Well, I just wonder. Higher CEO Zhang Ruimin, I hope I have that correct, once quipped, our goal is to let everyone become their CEO. Now, just imagine that. If you didn't have a group of people who did not perform certain tasks because they weren't a manager or a leader of an organization or leader of the organization, they were waiting for someone else to pick up the trash, to pick up things, to do something else. What if you had a group where everyone was literally emboldened? They believed that the culture is something worth protecting, not protecting when it did something wrong, but protected when it was making an effort to do something that is right. Imagine having that, where everyone felt comfortable and felt they would not be reprimanded in any form for speaking up in a company, for they all felt it was their responsibility to lift up each other, because we all have bad days. We all are new and we feel uncomfortable. We haven't got our footing, and then once we get our footing, you remember that enthusiasm you had when you first started work? It's like the first month or two of a marriage or a new relationship. The other person couldn't do any wrong. What happens after we become accustomed? We become attuned to the way things actually operate. And then we do what? We settle in and we find ourselves in a protective mode. We are all part of the problem. Human resources wants to manage, while C-suite leaders and managers default to the management style of my way or the highway. Unless we are willing to be comparably honest, we're the problem, not the solution. And before challenging others to be inclusive, we need to challenge ourselves to be so behaviorally. Perhaps then we can stop paying allegiance to the bureaucratic alliance. Our organizations change with the same expediency that we change. We trade acceptance for outrage. Now is the time for us to admit that what we have known for a very long time, corporations are at odds with our values and how they treat the people whose lives they devour. Once this confidence becomes secured in our hearts and we have abandoned our interest in defending the status quo that slowly becomes mediocrity, we will finally build inclusively friendly organizations that are as remarkable as the people who occupy them. My name is Jim Woods, and I'm president of Woods Kovalova Group. I thank you for joining us. You can join us on our website to see how we can help your organization create diversity inclusion programs that people want to believe in. Have a good day.